It is time to bring in our dear friend, and he is the beat writer for the Bay Area Newspaper Group, and that is Kerry Crowley. Kerry, great to see you.
Marty, great to see you. I hear the roof is going to be open for the third straight day.
Oh, good.
And that just transforms Chasefield. I know you have strong opinions about this place, and I love it.
You love Chasefield?
I love Chasefield when the roof is open.
All right, so we've made some progress.
Exactly,
with you.
Exactly.
It smells good out there today?
Agree to disagree, but you know.
Well, Aaron Altair, we hardly knew you, but you just heard my analysis of it. What is your analysis of where this goes, why they got him, and what happened here?
You know, I just want to start by saying I feel bad for Altair because he seemed genuinely excited when he was brought on board. Of course, the thought is always in the back of his mind. He understands how Farhan and the Giants operate, that, you know, this could be a temporary stay, but he was talking about having the opportunity to play in San Francisco, be closer to his home in Phoenix. He had family and friends at last night's game, and all he gets is one at bat before he's designated for assignment. And it's just tough when you're in this business, and it's Major League Baseball, of course. But you know, there is the human element to it, and I think that sometimes that can be overlooked when you see the flurry of roster moves and trying to sneak guys through waivers, which they'll clearly try to do with Altair and get him down to Sacramento and hopefully get him hot there. But you know, there's pros and cons to this, and I think that the front office will be weighing those and evaluating these decisions long after the season.
Well, this is the MO. As I mentioned, as you walked in, the fellow that they claimed the catcher and then flipped into Seattle, he was here for like 12 hours.
Yeah, Tom Murphy.
Yeah, and then next thing you knew, he was in Seattle. We had Altair on this morning, and I wanted to have him on this morning to explain who he is and how he got through this process. And I said, gee, it's nice to see you as a Giant. He said, yeah, it's great to be here. And, you know, 12 hours later, he's gone.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe to trade him. Is there maybe there's a market for him. Maybe someone else wanted him. Maybe not.
You know, they were the first team available to claim him. So we don't know what 28 other teams thought of him. We know that the Phillies didn't have a spot for him. We know that the Giants were first in line, and they took the flyer on him. And ultimately, they ran out of roster space just 4 days later because Drew Pomeranz had to come back. But he could be a guy. 17 home runs in 107 games back in 2017. And sure, he's off to the 1-for-30 start, but he plays all three outfield positions. And you've got positional flexibility. He's a big-bodied right-handed bat.
Yeah.
There could be a team that's struggling. Maybe the Marlins will be willing to take a chance on him. Maybe the Orioles over in the American League would want him. But, you know, there's always the possibility that because the Giants claimed him first, we don't know much about his market.
Well, he was a solid 1-for-30.
He made it count. He had an RBI.
Yes, he did. And he was 0-for-1 with a strikeout, but it was 3-0. He got 3-0, and then he struck out.
And he faced a tough curveball, I'll say that. The 3-1 pitch, it was borderline, outside corner. I still wasn't sure. I think he could have drawn a walk.
I thought he was going to walk.
Yeah,
so he struck out. So that's the Aaron Altair story. All right, we'll see where it goes. Yeah, I was thinking this driving in this morning. A nice ride in from Mesa to the ballpark. What's the rotation now?
That's a great question.
What's going on here?
We tried to get that out of Bruce Bochy yesterday, but he wouldn't commit as to whether Sean Anderson will be ready to go for Monday night.
Yeah.
And, you know, that would be regular rest. I do think that they want to give Anderson another day here, but it's really difficult to know what this rotation is going to look like. We may see another opener just out of necessity. They could go with maybe Trevor Gott on Monday night, followed by Derek Holland for a few innings, and then just go with a bullpen game, depending on how many innings Drew Pomeranz is able to give them today. But I do think a lot of these plans for the rotation for the week, and with no off day coming, are probably dependent on how long Pomeranz goes today.
Yeah, because when you think about it, I mean, who are the five right now? I mean, you got Pomeranz today. Then we saw Bumgarner.
Samardzija.
We saw Samardzija.
Anderson.
And we have Anderson as the fourth, but there is no fifth.
Yeah, you can't really bring Tyler Beede back. He was recently optioned. Derek Rodriguez just threw for AAA Sacramento, so maybe Andrew Suarez will be getting a call here soon. I'm just not sure. But if they do want to call up a young pitcher, where's the roster spot right now? As we've seen, Altair is getting designated for assignment 4 days after, so there is a bit of a crunch they're facing right now.
So maybe an opener.
Yeah.
And maybe back to the what was the fallout from the opener? I know it didn't work out. Vincent got knocked around.
Well, I asked Bruce Bochy if one game was a big enough sample size to say that they wouldn't do it again and if he would be hesitant. And he said no, not at all, that you can't judge the possibilities of benefits of an opener or even the possibilities of negative consequences of using an opener just based on one game. I mean, Nick Vincent hadn't allowed three earned runs in an outing in 40 games. Yeah. It dated back to July of last year with the Mariners. So to see that from him was really surprising. And I think there are other candidates who would be strong in that role. I think Trevor Gott is the number one guy that the Giants could look at there. I think Mark Melancon might be a good guy to look at as an opener just because he's not a high strikeout guy who, you know, would thrive in the eighth or ninth inning, but maybe the first time through the order, he can get some of those tough right-handers out. So well, maybe they'll look at it.
And a lot depends on Holland.
Yes.
I mean, Holland is the perfect guy to come in, and he's the Chirinos.
Exactly.
But if he can't get people out, then it becomes complicated.
It becomes a real issue if Derek Holland isn't getting guys out. And we saw on Friday night here at Chase Field, yeah, an inning pitch, four earned runs. His stuff just hasn't been sharp this year, Marty. And,
no,
you know, we know that he hasn't, he didn't appreciate being sent to the bullpen. And he was not okay with being placed on the injured list, even though he did later admit that the finger was bothering him and impacting his performance. But you've got to get more out of Derek Holland if you're going to be successful with your pitching staff, because you committed $7 million to him. He was the high-priced free agent the Giants went out and signed this offseason.
Yeah, he got more than Dave Fleming, I think. But, no, seriously. If you have an opener, he's got to be the guy, the bulk inning guy, unless
absolutely
you bring Beattie back or somebody like that. So.
Or, you know, if you face the Los Angeles Dodgers and you say that you've got a right-hander, yeah, going, maybe Derek Holland is the opener. Maybe he comes in,
yeah,
and faces Jock Peterson, Corey Seager, Cody Bellinger, or Muncy, yeah, and just goes one time through the order, get him out of there, and turn it over to your better relievers.
Good point. Good to see Kerry Crowley. You're out of the hotel. Everything worked out all
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know, late checkout this morning due to, I believe there's a basketball tournament going on in Phoenix downtown over at the convention center right across the street, but never seen such tall people in the hotel.
All right. Good game last night. I did the post-game show very quickly last night because of the quick turnaround, but Sandoval, a big home run, a clutch home run. Again, a pinch-hit home run.
Mm-hmm.
Belt put one in the pool. Good base running last night. The bullpen, not perfect, but got the job done completely.
Yeah, you know, and especially after Friday night's absolutely horrendous game, it was really good to see that for Giants fans, just because seven different guys had RBIs last night. Bumgarner was sharp into the seventh inning. That's when he really started to lose a little bit. Two walks there in the seventh. Up until that point, Marty, he had 64 strikeouts, nine walks on the season. That's like a 7.1 strikeout-to-walk ratio, which is just exceptional, and it really shows that he's attacking hitters, going inside the zone. Will Smith finished it off, did allow the home run, but it wasn't a save situation, so closers have to have an ERA at some point, yeah, and if you're Will Smith, you'll take it in a four-run game.
Yeah, and I said this earlier in the show today, I think they've had a good week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, last Sunday was the comeback, which was probably the best game of the year, 6-5,
yeah,
over the Reds. Then the Vladimir Guerrero show on Tuesday took care of that, but then Sean Anderson came in on Wednesday, and they won, and he had a good opening start, set all sorts of records with his couple of hits. Then they get schmeiced on Friday night, 7-0. They don't do anything against Merrill Kelly. And then last night, against Zach Godley, a guy who's got an earned run average of 7 blah, 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 they do get a run and get him out of there and win a game, and they lead in the game.
Yeah, they did what they were supposed to do. They took that first inning lead against Godley. You know, Merrill Kelly was not throwing well. We discussed this yesterday, and he still threw 5 1/3 shutout innings against the Giants, but they took it to Godley, got him out of there in 3 1/3 innings. It was the second shortest start from any opposing starter against the Giants this year, and so that was good. You saw Steven Duggar have some early success against him. Joe Panik looks like he's coming along right now. Buster Posey's had a few hits in each of these games since coming back from the concussion list, and there's good things happening with this offense. It just hasn't been consistent,
yeah,
right now,
well,
and so that makes things an incredible challenge.
And I'll say it, as crazy as it is and why we love baseball, they played 44 games.
Mm-hmm.
They're 19-25. If you look at the division, now look, this is a team that we've been banging on them all year long and, you know, how bad they are and this and that. But they're four games roughly behind the Diamondbacks I think they're 9.5 back the Diamondbacks, or maybe they're 5 back of the Diamondbacks for second place.
Mm-hmm.
You got 118 games to go. Who knows what's going to happen, but they had a decent week.
They did.
They're 3-2.
They did.
And they got a shot today. If they can, now I don't know, Robbie Ray is a tough customer. Pomerantz has been awful pretty much this season, except for that one game against, I think, the Dodgers. I think that was his one good game. So who knows what will happen today, but that's why it's May. It's May 19th.
Yeah, since that 3-7 start that was so dreadful, you know, they played the Dodgers, they played the Padres, they played the Rays. They came back, and since then they've played just two games under 500 over their last 34. That's 16-18, and really they could have won a few of those games. They've had quite a few comebacks, starting with that big historic one in Cincinnati a few weeks ago, where they came back from 8 runs down, and Stephen Vogt had the heroic performance there. They also came back at Coors Field in a game where they ended up losing 12-11, but they were down 7 runs. And so this Giants offense isn't the same offense we saw in the month of April that was league worst in just about every important category. They've been about the middle of the pack. They've been average. And if you get good pitching, which they anticipated to get at the start of the season, and they have not received of late, then things can start to happen.
Well, that's why the rotation is a big deal here. And the guy today, I don't know what he'll give them today.
Yeah. Yeah, really big question mark with Drew Pomerantz right now. The guy that I'm excited to see again is Sean Anderson. I was not at his Wednesday start, and so I'm really hoping that that I get the opportunity to see Anderson, and maybe that he'll stick in this rotation. He's the only player on the team, Marty, who was not on this 40-man roster 5 days ago, and now, all of a sudden, he looks like he could be a big figure over the summer.
Well, he's Rodriguez of this year.
Yeah.
You know, Rodriguez got his shot in May and rode it all the way through and had a good time. And of course, now he's back in Sacramento, and maybe Aaron Altair will join him.
Yeah, you never know.
With Mike Yastrzemski and the rest of them.
Yastrzemski and the boys down in Sacramento continuing to put on a show.
Don't we have a song like that?
I think they...
Isn't that our theme song?
Yeah, yeah.
Something...
Boys of Summer, right? Don Henley. Isn't that written about a Yastrzemski? I'm kidding.
Look, I hope Mike Yastrzemski makes it up here. I mean, his grandfather will show up.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never met Carl Yastrzemski, so I'd like to see him. All right, well, you know, they got a shot today. 3-2 on the week so far. They face Robbie Ray today. And then we go back against Atlanta. Atlanta is a team that is just smoking right now.
Yeah.
How about Freddie? I'll just stop on this one. Freddie Freeman.
Oh, walk off
against Hader.
Wow. Lefty. Josh Hader's given up a few home runs this season.
Yes, he has. I forget who knocked him around.
Might have been the Dodgers. Might have been Bellinger.
Yeah, the Dodgers knocked him around.
Yeah.
But he had, of his last 28 outs going into yesterday, 26 were strikeouts.
That's just unbelievable.
And I love Freddie Freeman. I'll tell you this. Bernie Pleskov's going to join us, our former Major League scout. Bernie does a great, great column. Clubhouse Confidential.
Yeah.
Clubhouse Corner. I think Freddie Freeman may be the best player in the league.
Wow. Have you seen Cody Bellinger's stats, Marty? Christian Yelich's stats?
Yes, I have.
I just want to play some devil's advocate here. If I need a hit,
I'm telling you something.
You're not going to the guy hitting 400?
409.
Yeah.
That's not enough for me. 509, maybe. If I need a hit, I want Freddie Freeman up there.
That's fair. You know, if you have a clutch situation late in the ball game, Freddie Freeman's a guy who I trust.
Yeah. He can do it. And he hits lefties.
He does. Well, he hit Josh Hader, so you can hit just about anyone if you're
and
a lefty hitting
so.
Josh Hader.
And Yelich and Bellinger. Yelich maybe. Bellinger can be dealt with a little bit by lefties. But Yelich, yeah, maybe a little bit, too.
Maybe.
I don't know. Give me a maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm going to look into this.
Atlanta, fun team. Ronald Acuna, Ozzie Albies.
Come on.
This is what the Giants want to be 5 years from now. They want young, 20, 21-year-old guys who are just the heart of the order guys and leading the charge into the future.
Max Fried.
Yeah, Max Fried.
Him? Soroka?
Mike Soroka. Yeah, there's a lot of good young talent on that Atlanta team.
They don't have a bullpen.
Yeah, maybe they could use a Will Smith, a Georgia native. They could use a Madison Bumgarner maybe later this year, a Sam Dyson, a Tony Watson.
It's funny you said that because I always thought Bumgarner was the one who was going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the one. But they need bullpen guys.
Yeah, now it's Will Smith.
They just got rid of Venters.
They've got a great system. They've got a really good system. They just called up Austin Riley, who looks like he's going to be a star over at one of the corners. That's a really good Atlanta system.
That's what we got this week.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
Should be fun.
And these guys next week, and Arizona's back. Greinke pitches Tuesday, which means we'll see him Sunday at Oracle Park.
Yikes. Yeah. Zach Greinke has been on an absolute roll right now. And just a quick note on Greinke, the success that he's having right now as someone who doesn't really throw harder than 91 miles an hour makes you think that when Johnny Cueto returns from Tommy John surgery, he could have similar success.
I agree, because he does not need a fastball, no. And every pitch has a meaning mm-hmm. for Cueto. I've said this last year. He will have a long career. He is not a guy who's going to die with the fastball.
Yeah.
I like that's a good point about Cueto. Where are the folks today?
Back home, San Francisco. So
Nancy
listening
Hayden
in.
Crowley, good morning. FX, good morning. And the kid's coming home.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
All right, Kerry, thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Marty.
That's Kerry Crowley, Bay Area News Group. No one better than him. All right. More coming up. The Sports Leader.